Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's called Melissa's Bill, named for a young woman who was raped and murdered by a repeat offender in 1999. Les Gossel, her father, has long fought for the sentencing reform proposal.
This bill should be signed because it goes a long way to help protect the citizens of Massachusetts. Is it perfect? No. Could there be changes to make it better? I'm sure that is true. There's nothing in life is perfect.
Jamarl Crawford of Roxbury is an outspoken activist against the crime bill. He is editor and publisher of the Blackstonian newspaper.
We would hope that the governor is going to veto this, but then even so, then it would just go back and there's a good chance that the veto would get overridden.
While it is a tough-on-crime bill supported by most of the state's district attorneys, it also includes some concessions. The measure changes some provisions that have been in force for about three decades. For instance, it would make sweeping changes to the state's drug laws, in some cases decreasing mandatory minimum sentences, and it includes shrinking the distance and hours of school zones. At the same time, it would toughen treatment of repeat offenders, eliminating the possibility of parole if they are convicted of certain violent crimes a third time. This provision prompted State Representative Jeffrey Sanchez of Jamaica Plain to vote in favor of the bill.
In communities like mine, where we have a high number of shootings that are going on from perpetrators that we know are repeat violent offenders, I felt that we need another tool.
But critics such as Crawford say, at a time when other states are facing overcrowding due to similar measures, this is the wrong direction.
Number one, it's going to cost the state a bundle of money that we don't have. More people are going to go to jail. They're going to stay there for longer. And that has a cost.
And he says it doesn't address the key problem of recidivism.
Once somebody goes into prison, what's happening while they're in there? Are they getting job skills? Are they getting life skills? Are they getting education, which we know are, you know, key factors to prevent recidivism.
Governor Patrick has 10 days from the time it cleared the legislature either to approve or veto the measure. He could also send it back to lawmakers with recommendations for amendments. Les Gossel doesn't think it has to get to that point.
The governor has shaken my hand. He's looked at me straight in the eye. He's given me a couple of hugs over the years and said if the bill is balanced, and that's his word, then he would be happy to sign it. The bill is balanced.
The governor also has the option of a pocket veto, which means he could do nothing before the legislature adjourns next week. That would force lawmakers to call an emergency session, during which they could pass the crime and sentencing bill into law with a two-thirds vote in both chambers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.